You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is called Make Your Date, a nonprofit group whose goal is helping Detroit moms-to-be reach their delivery date. In short, healthier moms, healthier babies, and fewer preterm births. And that has been a top priority for Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. He chose a physician named Sonia Hassan to lead this effort. And the Detroit Free Press has been investigating just how the city and Mayor Duggan tried to help Make Your Date and whether ethical lines were crossed. Kat Stafford of the Detroit Free Press is with us. Kat, start by telling us about Dr. Hassan's connection with Mayor Duggan.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. So me and my colleague, Jill Guillen, we started looking into this organization several months ago, I would say back in November of last year. You may have recalled the story that kind of went crazy about a local Detroit businessman who basically drove around City Hall with these large video screens displaying what appeared to show Mayor Mike Duggan going to a suburban residence, and in that video you also saw a woman. Now, us, along with other media, we have never named this woman, and we were very cautious in this reporting and how, you know, we went at this. But what we ended up finding was Mayor Mike Duggan had selected this woman, Dr. Sonia Hassan, who is also an associate dean at Wayne State University, to lead this effort. Detroit has one of the highest preterm birth rates in the entire country, so this is a very serious issue, and he picked her to specifically lead this organization and effort. Well, I should say this effort.
So in terms of the special attention that you found in an email, Free Press obtained an email showing Mayor Duggan ordered special attention for Make Your Date. What was that about?
Yes. So throughout this process of our reporting, my colleague and I, we submitted several Freedom of Information Acts, just trying to get a better sense of how these two were connected and what the city may have done to help assist this program. And what we found was the mayor had actually directed one of his top officials to launch what was characterized as a, quote, large-scale fundraising effort to help assist this program raise money. Now, ultimately, and I believe we made careful note to note this in the story, the effort did not raise funds, but it raises the question of whether the city should use resources to benefit a program if the mayor indeed has some sort of personal relationship or connection with this woman.
The question has to be asked, is there an ethical problem in supporting an effort to, you know, help pregnant women deliver full-term babies?
Right. And, you know, this organization has told us, you know, they've helped thousands of women reach their due date. That's really the main goal behind it. But again, you know, we talked to several experts who raised questions of, okay, was this type of, you know, ability offered to other organizations that provide similar services to women in Detroit, or was this, you know, only offered specifically to this organization? So we also, during the course of our reporting, discovered that over the course of a number of years, the city directed $358,000 that went toward helping this program's goal of implementing, you know, efforts to reduce preterm birth. So a lot of questions have been raised. We have a lot of feedback. We made sure we included the city side as well as Dr. Hassan's voice in the story through her spokesperson, and as well as the university.
And the city has released a statement following the publication of your story at freep.com saying no city funds were ever provided to Make Your Date. No private money was raised for it. And every dollar of city funds went straight to Wayne State University, earmarked for women who are in the program. And Dr. Hassan was not paid, that she volunteered to help Make Your Date. Does that square with what you found?
You know, I was very interested to see what the city would say in response to our reporting. And, you know, I just want to state clearly that we stand behind our reporting and everything that we found. We gave the city multiple times to respond and address a lot of the questions that we raised in the story. And in the story, we did note that there was nothing that shows that these funds were misappropriated or spent in any, you know, illegal way or anything along that line. But it just raises the question of, are there ethical concerns? Are there ethical issues behind the city directing this amount of resources to a program? that the mayor might have, you know, ties with this woman of some nature.
And what statement did Dr. Hassan's spokesperson give back to you? What did we hear from her side?
So we made several attempts to directly interview Dr. Hassan about the program. We really wanted to get a better idea of the services that the program provides. And through her spokesman, she declined to speak with us directly and declined to answer direct questions about the nature of the relationship with the mayor. And her spokesperson said directly, Dr. Hassan does not comment about personal matters. So that's pretty much the extent of what we got from them. You know, they laid out, you know, to be fair, they did lay out, you know, her career, her accolades, you know, all of the good work that she has done in the medical profession in relation to preterm birth. So, you know, we did give them a chance to address a lot of what we raised in the story.
What's the next question you have?
Well, like I said, you know, we've been getting a lot of feedback from people, you know, whether it's residents or just, you know, insiders in City Hall. So right now we're just weighing everything and seeing where this story takes us next.
Kat Stafford is with the Detroit Free Press. You'll find her story at freep.com. Kat, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.